You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Jets podcast. It's Friday, September 6th, 2019, and I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Great to have you with us today as we get ready for week one of the NFL season. It is the opening week of 2019 in the NFL, and it's brought to you here on the Locked On Podcast Network by Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon is a premium men's essentials brand that believes in smart design and premium fabrics. Mack Weldon is better than whatever you're wearing right now, and promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, gets you 20% off at MackWeldon.com. Well, the NFL season is underway, got underway last night. Packers and Bears play the official opener. Now the Jets and Bills will take the field Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, MetLife Stadium. On today's show, we're going to prepare you for the game. We're going to do a preview, but first we'll talk about the news of the day for the Jets. In today's news, the Jets are preparing for their Week 1 game against the Bills, and things seem to be trending in the right direction on the injury front. Brian Winters was back at full practice on Thursday after being limited on Wednesday. Brandon Schell and Kelechi Osemele have been full participants in practice all week, so it seems like the offensive line is getting healthy at the right time. In addition to that, there has been a little bit of question about Ryan Khalil's status for Sunday. A little bit of speculation, nothing from the Jets officially. Jets have always been stating that they were confident Khalil would be ready for week one, but he did not play at all in preseason. And of course, part of that was simply that the Jets signed him so late that he needed to get himself into shape. He needed to get himself comfortable with the system. There's plenty going on that front. But it certainly sounds like Adam Gase is confident in Khalil playing. Gase stated on Thursday, "I think he's feeling good. I feel like the practices have been really good for him. I think he's gotten really comfortable with the offense. He studied really hard to get on the same page with everyone else. I think those guys talk so much. To watch those guys talk at practice and see how much they're talking after the period is over has been very impressive." And he also noted that it's somewhat beneficial for the Jets that Khalil and Sam Darnold, after not really working together a ton in training camp and not working together at all in preseason games, he did note, Gase, that it might be beneficial to play their first game together at home where they will not have to deal with crowd noise as much. He stated, "I'm all for it. First two games being at home, that's good for us because we can work on our silent count mechanics and things like that in practice, even if we are home. So it just gives us more time. It gives us more reps. When you go into environments like where we will be going later this year, there are problems. You go to New England and it gets loud and hard to communicate. So the more reps you get, the more you can work on, the better it is." So there's some good news for the Jets. It sounds like the offensive line is going to be in place for the first time all year. They really did not play together in the preseason due to injuries and Khalil's status coming onto the team late. And obviously now, week one, they will make their debut together. In addition, it sounds like Robbie Anderson, again, is trending in the right direction. Now, Anderson was limited in practice on Thursday, after being limited on Wednesday. But Gase indicated that sounds like Anderson is going to be ready for this game. In fact, he was asked point blank. He said it looks like it. When he's asked, will Anderson be ready? He also said on Anderson, "He's good. We're just being smart as far as how much we're using him because it had been a couple weeks. So we were just trying to make sure he's good. He keeps saying he's fine. So I think it's just more us being cautious," which of course makes sense. It's a long season in front of us. We'll have 16 games in 17 weeks. So plenty of bumps and bruises will happen throughout. I think in general, whenever you can buy a guy a day or two off here or there, it makes sense for the team. So that's some good news for the Jets on the injury front. Again, a lot of the key players seem like they are trending in the right direction. Frankie Louvu dealing with a little bit of an injury, a hand injury. He was not even on the injury list on Wednesday. He was, however, on the injury list Thursday. Gase noted that Louvu did suffer a hand injury on Wednesday, but it sounds like he was a full participant in practice. So for the most part, you know, injury report looking good. Trumaine Johnson Gase indicated that it seems like things are going well. He was not as adamant that Johnson's playing Sunday, but he said, we have to get through the week. The more he's been out there, the better. So the number one corner on the Jets seems to, he was still a limited participant in practice on Thursday, though. So Gase was not as committal when it comes to Trumaine Johnson. He said, we're keeping an eye on him just trying to be smart. It's been a while since he'd been out there. Even when he did practice last time, I just keep asking him to communicate with us, make sure he's not holding anything back on us. So, you know, Trumaine Johnson, not as adamant Gase as he was about maybe some of the offensive linemen or Robbie Anderson, but still some relatively positive news on the injury front for the Jets as they prepare for week one against the Bills. And the final injury report will come out today. It is time to celebrate. Football is finally back, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy football, has huge week one contests. The first one starts this Thursday night when Chicago and Green Bay kick off the season in a single-game showdown with $2.5 million in total prizes up for grabs. Draft your single-game showdown lineup and feel the sweat like never before. It's simple. Just draft six players from the season opener, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. Plus, new users who sign up today on DraftKings using promo code LOCKEDON, that's one word, LOCKEDON, will receive a free shot at the $1 million top prize. Nothing adds to the sweat of watching the game quite like having a shot at the $1 million payday. So get in on the season opener action. Download the DraftKings app now and use code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, one word. For a limited time, both new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. And new users, don't miss this extra special week one bonus. Enter my code LOCKEDON to get a free shot at $1 million with your first deposit. That's code LOCKEDON only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Deposit bonus requires a 25-time playthrough. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Jets and Bills Sunday from MetLife Stadium. It will be week one of the NFL season. Jets get the 2019 campaign underway. And it's funny in the NFL. You know, other sports, you can get off to a slow start. It's not a big deal. I mean, what difference does it make if you start 0-2 or 0-3 in baseball or hockey or basketball? You have still a big season in front of you, still a long time to correct what's wrong. Whereas in football, I always talk about how the season just seems to fly by, and I think a lot of that just has to do with the fact there's only 16 games. By the time you play four games, you're a quarter of the way through the season, and because of that, football's different. If you start 0-2 or 0-3 in football, your season's probably over. Now, you're not going to stop playing games, you're not going to stop trying to win, but history shows us that if you go off to a bad start in football, you're in a lot of trouble. So Jets certainly with Cleveland, Cleveland team that's very talented on paper. We'll see how good Cleveland actually is when the season starts, but on paper, that's a very talented football team. New England and Philadelphia following in the first quarter of the season. This is a game that's, as much as week one is typically pretty important, this is a really important week one game for the Jets on paper. The Jets do not want to start 0-1. Because you start 0-1 and you got these teams coming up, it could be, it starts to look a little bit shaky. But we'll get to our preview now, and we're going to keep, for the start of the year, we'll keep the same format we've had the last couple of years, where I give you a key player, a key matchup, and a key to victory on offense, and then the same on defense. I'm not necessarily totally married to this format. We may tweak it as we go through the season, but that'll be our format to start the year. So I'll start on the offensive side of the ball. We'll do the offensive side of the ball in this segment, and then in the last segment of the show, we'll do the defensive side of the ball. And on offense, my key player is going to be Ryan Khalil. And it's not so much the matchups in this. It is to an extent the matchups, because the Bills do have some decent players up front, some decent talents up front. But some of the stuff we talked about in the first segment, I mean, there's a lot on Khalil's plate right now. There he has to make sure there's a good connection with Sam Darnold snapping the football. And I know there are probably going to be some Spencer Long jokes there because of how ugly the whole Spencer Long situation became last year, how labored it became for the Jets just to execute a snap a year ago. But you want to make sure Khalil and Darnold are on the same page. Khalil's also going to be important. He's going to be a guy who's going to have to help Darnold make sure the Jets are in the correct blocking assignments in the passing game, make sure they're in the right protection. and make sure they also have the right blocking assignments in the run game, and that's part of the job of the center. That's part of the reason the Jets gave him so much money. He also needs to be comfortable with the terminology. He needs to be comfortable with the system. Now, it's not the same position, but Khalil signing late did put him a little bit behind because he had to learn a new system in training camp. And you know, I still have nightmares from that game in San Diego in 2008 when Brett Favre had no idea where his receivers were going. He was just throwing the ball up for grabs. He had no clue which direction his receivers were going. Now, it's a little different with a center, but if center doesn't know this, if center is not comfortable with the system, he could end up, you know, you could have it and end up having free runners up the middle. So a lot on Khalil's plate, and also just to anchor the run game. I mean, look, the Jets were, I think it's one of the things that gets lost, because when we talk about the offensive line, we typically talk about concern for the young quarterback. You know, you want to make sure your offensive line pass protects. The Jets were not a great pass protection team last year, but they were just an awful run block. They were not the worst pass protecting offensive line in the league a year ago. They may have been the worst run blocking offensive line in the NFL last year. And a lot of that was at the center position with Spencer Long and Jonathan Harrison. So they're relying on Khalil to be an upgrade, if nothing else, in the run game. So there's a lot on Ryan Khalil's plate, and he has not had a lot of time to prepare. We'll see how good of a shape he's in. Can he handle four quarters of a football game? How comfortable is he with the system? How will the Darnold-Khalil connection be? Lots of questions there. And that's going to be, and that's why Ryan Khalil is my key player, because if he answers all of these positively, it's going to be a big deal for the Jets in a very positive way. In terms of my key matchup, I'm going to go Robbie Anderson versus Tre'Davious White. Robbie Anderson, I told you yesterday, I mean, I don't know what it is. I feel good about him. I think part of it's just stuff I'm hearing, is that it sounds like the Jets really want to feature him in this offense and in a contract year. And he's going to have to earn his money when you look at some of these corners he's going to be facing this year. And White is not an easy matchup for anybody, but I will say this. Robbie Anderson has had some success against Tre'Davious White in the past. This is a good Buffalo secondary. So Jets receivers are, you know, not going to have an easy task in this game, but Robbie Anderson a couple times, 2017, he had a big game at MetLife against White. Last year up in Buffalo, he had beat White a couple times on a couple of big plays. So it's not like Tre'Davious White is the guy Robbie Anderson has no chance against. And, of course, Anderson brings a certain element to this team in terms of the deep ball. And we'll see what he can. We'll see what else he can do, because it sounds like the Jets are really going to work on getting him involved, maybe more short, more intermediate stuff. It sounds like Robbie Anderson's days of being a two-route receiver may be coming to an end. Now, is this preseason hype or is it not? I don't know. Last year, I kind of tended to lean more on the side of when the Jets were talking about that maybe it was a little more preseason hype. This year, for whatever reason, I'm more inclined to believe that they're going to look to get him more involved in this game, in this passing game. So we'll look. I feel like he's going to be the number one option this year in the passing game, and we'll see what kind of a start he gets off to. But obviously, one or two big plays can change the game when you're talking about a receiver with this kind of ability. So that's why it's a key matchup. And if White wins the matchup, well, obviously it obviously hurts the Jets' odds quite a bit. Whereas if Anderson wins the matchup, helps the Jets' odds quite a bit. And my key to victory is not so much this week as much as it is looking out for the entire season. The Jets need to do a much better job this year of staying ahead of the sticks, staying ahead of schedule on offense. I actually wrote an article for this Thursday on gangrenenation.com. Jets were one of the worst teams in the league last year at making third downs manageable. You know, you frequently, when you talk about where games are won and lost, you talk about the big game-changing plays, you know, the 80-yard touchdowns, the turnovers, the big sacks. But a lot of winning or losing comes down to how you manage the rest of the plays. Can you make third downs manageable for your quarterback? Because if you don't, you make the defense's job much easier. Because if it's third and long, you have to throw. And it's much easier as a defense when the offense can only do one thing, when the offense is one-dimensional. You can load the field with defensive backs, take your linebackers off. Defensive backs are more adept at covering. You can blitz heavier. Your defensive linemen don't need to hesitate because, you know, on early downs, you always have to account for the run, so maybe you can't get upfield as quick. The Jets were one of the worst. In fact, I found that the Jets' percentage of third downs that were 8 yards or longer last year, highest in the league. You want to stay ahead. You want to stay on schedule. And there's going to be one guy, I think, who's going to be more as responsible as this for anybody, and that's Le'Veon Bell. Now, that's one, this as much as anything. You know, you talk about his, you know, game-changing ability as a receiver. You can talk about other things, but what the Jets need as much as anything are just be able to grind out those four, five, six-yard gains on first down to get the team ahead of the – keep the team on schedule, you know, prevent the team from falling behind. And part of that also goes to Khalil and Osemele, you know, the two additions, because, again, the Jets were an awful run-blocking team last year, and the Jets – and hopeful – the hope is that these guys will help improve that quite a bit with, in tandem with Bell, and help this team do a better job of keeping Sam Darnold in third down in manageable situations. And, you know, part of this comes down to the Jets cannot put as much on Darnold's plate. Last year, the entire offense was, like, pretty much sink or swim with Sam Darnold. They need to give him some help this year, and Bell's going to be a big guy in that, and that's going to be – and I think staying on schedule is going to be one of the most important things the Jets will do on offense. It is a new NFL season, and much has changed. Le'Veon Bell, of course, is on the Jets. Antonio Brown is on the Raiders, and Odell Beckham Jr. is in Cleveland. This year, MyBookie is hosting the first online handicapping super contest as well. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000, and it only costs $100 to enter. All you have to do is pick five NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. There's also up to a $1,000 first deposit bonus. You can double your first deposit using promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. You can visit MyBookie, that's MyBookie, and you can use the promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, when creating your account to claim the bonus. Bet, win, get paid at MyBookie. Locked On Jets podcast preparing for you for week one, Jets and Bills Sunday at MetLife Stadium. The 2019 season will get underway for the Jets. And really for the first time in a few years, it seems like the Jets at least have enough talent that this could be a good year if things break right for them. Last year, the team did not have a ton of talent. It was going to be asking a lot to put together a playoff run. Now, they did not need to be 4-12, but Jets did not really have the talent necessary to put together a good year. And then 2 years ago, they entered the season as what a lot of people thought was the worst team in the NFL. As it turned out, they were not, but they were pretty close to the bottom. So it's the first time in a while where you can enter the season with some degree of optimism about the present state of the team, because if things bounced right for this team, we could be looking at a fun season. And heaven knows the Jets could use a fun season. It's not been a great stretch in franchise history. So now let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. And my key player, and this is not, again, this is another one where it's not just for this game. It is for this game, but it's also perhaps foreshadowing the rest of the season. My key player is Trumaine Johnson, and I'm going to go out on a limb and hope he plays in this game, and we'll see what happens. You know, sometimes these guys, we don't know exactly what the injury report's going to say, but it sounds like we're trending in that direction. But I think Trumaine Johnson may be a bellwether for this defense this year, because if he plays well, it really solves a lot of problems for this defense. Now, the corner group, you still have an issue at number two. Can Darryl Roberts hold down the fort there? But if Trumaine Johnson can go out there and be the number one corner this team needs, it really settles a lot on this defense. At least you have one. If you have one guy who can cover, it at least expands what you can do as a defense, and it makes your life so much easier. And the Bills receivers are not, it's an interesting thing, because the Bills receivers are not the most talented group, but they're guys whose skill sets do not mesh with what Johnson does well. The Bills have some guys who can run really fast. They're guys who can get down the field. So in that sense, I think this is a good test for Trumaine Johnson, because the Jets, I mean, I think really one of the ways the Jets could lose this game is if they get burned deep, because Josh Allen is not a rhythm passer. He's not a guy who is going to excel in an offense based on quick timing patterns. He's more of a big play guy. You know, he's got he's a guy who can extend plays. He can push the ball down the field. So we'll see where Trumaine Johnson is in this game, and it might be an early test of what he has for 2019. Jets need a big bounce. Like, there's no way around it. They don't just need a bounce back year. They need a big bounce back year for him. They need him to be a guy who's worth the money they're paying him. This is not going to be a year where it's going to be good enough for Trumaine Johnson to be, well, you know, he's not worth exactly what the Jets paid him, but he's playing reasonably well. No, the Jets need him to be as good as what they're paying him. They need him to be a lockdown corner for this team. And this will be a good first test. Can he hold up against deep speed? And if he can, first of all, the Jets can probably win this game. Second of all, maybe he can turn his Jets career around after a brutal start to it. And third of all, it certainly could fix a position that looks very shaky on paper. Suddenly, position doesn't look so shaky on paper. So a lot on Trumaine Johnson. For my key matchup, I'm going to go Quinnen Williams against Mitch Morse. And again, Williams is one of those guys who we don't know exactly what we're going to get out of him. I think if you do not get quality starting play, it would be a disappointment. The question is, how good will he be? Will he be an impact guy right away? Will he be a Pro Bowler right away? Will he be just a guy who's decent right away? And you look at this Jets, the construction of this Jets roster, and there's not going to be a lot of pressure off the edge. And that's even true when Brandon Copeland comes back. I mean, I don't think Brandon Copeland is your savior as an edge rusher. So what they're going to have to do is compensate for that with interior pressure. And a lot of that's going to fall to Quinnen Williams. Also, it will also fall to Leonard Williams. But Quinnen Williams, I think, is a little bit more of a wild card because there's always the question of how good will the rookie be, how fast. And Williams, obviously, being the number three overall pick, he's the one guy, I always say keep my expectations low for rookies, but with the third overall pick, I mean, there's a reason the guy went third overall, and that's because he's NFL ready. So we can reasonably expect him to be a good starter, but the question is, can he be an impact guy? How many sacks is he going to record? How many pressures is he going to record? Is he going to be the kind of guy who forces constant double teams? And I think it's plausible that he could. Again, I don't want to expect that, but I think it's certainly a possibility. So that'll be worth watching. It's something that's certainly worth keeping an eye on. It would be a disappointment if Quinnen Williams did not come in and be effective immediately, but if he can be like a big impact player, again, this is another guy who could take this defense to another level. And my key to victory, and it's funny because this is something I've said for years. I feel like every time the Jets play the Bills, I say this, but it used to be with Tyrod Taylor. Now it's with Josh Allen, and that's contain his running. And you can do that a couple different ways depending on what your preferred scheme is. You know, if you can play more zone, you can adjust what you do and play more zone. Because when you play zone, that means that there are going to be guys right in front of Allen to take away his scrambling lanes, because there will be linebackers whose zones are right in front of the play. So it's going to limit Allen's ability to scramble. Now, if you play more man-to-man, what do? Well, a lot of people like to say that you should put a spy out there on Allen. And whenever a quarterback scrambles, a mobile quarterback scrambles, people always complain, well, why didn't they put a spy on him? Well, I don't think it's as simple as people make it out to be, because using a player as a spy is a big sacrifice. Because you have 11 players against the passing game. You know, you have 11 guys to either rush the passer or cover. And when you're using somebody as a spy, that essentially means that you're taking one of those guys either out of coverage or out of the pass rush. You essentially have to play 10 on 11. So it's not as easy as people make it out to be. And I don't think it's the kind of thing you can do full time. I think you can do it situationally when you're really afraid of a scramble, you know, when you're afraid of a guy dropping back and then seeing a running lane and scrambling. I'm not sure that it's not, I think you may see it here or there. I don't think you do it for a full game, though. And third is just, you know, if you blitz or if you're a pass rusher, stay under control. You know, I think in this instance, this is one of those quarterbacks who your first goal is not necessarily to sack him. Your goal is to make sure he's constricted to the pocket. So you stay under control. You don't go flying too far up the field and leave him a running lane. You know, you don't get yourself so caught. You don't get yourself caught. You have to stay disciplined. Your first job is to collapse the pocket, you know, under control. Because what you want to do is you want to make sure that if he moves, the only place that he can move is backwards. You don't want him moving laterally. You don't want him to have a running lane moving forward. You want to stay under control as a pass rusher. And I think that's true with Allen because, again, he's not a this is a rare guy where you can say this about, because this is not a precision passer. Against a precision passer, you may not approach things this way, but against a guy who's more of a big play threat with his legs and with his arm, but not somebody who's a rhythm passer, I think you want to be more under control, because I think if Allen beats the Jets, it's going to be with his legs, both as a runner, but also as somebody who extends plays and is able to evade the pocket. So I think that's my key on defense. That's our show for today. Thanks for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you like the show, please subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify, your best bets, and leave the show a good review if you do like it. Have a great weekend, everybody, and enjoy the game. We'll be back on Monday.